Join us every Saturday morning on The Most to discuss the art and science of psychology. Only on The Most, 100.4 and 88.3 FM.
The art and science of psychology.
That's what it's all about.
How are you guys?
Very good.
Good, thank you.
Patrick and Kay from Positively Psyched. So, what are we going to talk about today?
Teams, really. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about leaders. Leaders need followers. Teams, it's all made up of who's there and how they work together.
And sometimes they don't work together so well, so we will be touching on conflict resolution.
So, and but these are like just a this idea of it's just part and parcel of being a social
animal.
Mm. That's right. And so other primates have the same dynamics too, don't they?
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
They have the leader.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
conflict resolution's a little bit tougher than ours, I would wager.
But more black and white.
There was a funny wee article in the paper about the zoo personnel. And it was exactly, they described, the journalists went along and talked with them, and they described the interactions among the animals. And they're quirky, they're unique. It depends on the individuals and how the individuals get on with the others.
Much like Parliament.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so go for it.
Just before I do, I'll shout out to family and friends and work colleagues, especially our daughter Rosie, hopefully listening, either though by the radio waves or the cyber waves out on the internet.
The intraweb.
Interwebby thing, yeah. Wide audience, okay. Great.
Excellent.
Teams... We talked about leadership, and really the take-home message there is to
get closer to your mic, man.
To be a good leader,
a
leader needs to be adaptable. They need to adapt to the different personalities and the different makeups of the different teams.
Mm.
Because when they look at how well organisations work, actually there's not a hell of a lot of difference between organisations. What there is more difference within organisations. So that the leaders aren't really adapting enough to the variability that's within the teams. I mentioned last week about when you look at leadership, it's about envision, engage, and enact. And so some teams are engaged, but some are less so. And that's a problem for an organisation. Because if some of the workers aren't engaged, your productivity's down.
Yeah. Sick leave is high.
Sick leave's high, yeah.
It is. It's the bottom line. People start,
fascinating.
Checking out, basically.
This was a kind of a big study comparing, Walmart, one of those big American outfits, and a competitor there. They had different takes on how they were approaching their people, and one of them was a lot more friendly to the people than the other, you know. But it was exactly what you're saying, sick leave, but also, what do they call theft in organisations? Shrinkage.
Yeah.
You know?
Shrinkage.
Yeah. Those sorts of metrics were also extremely different depending on how the managers took it. One other thing I might have mentioned too about how people relate, there's kind of old school management and a bit more modern, you know? People, you're a unit, you're here to do what I want you, get on with it and do it faster. Versus, well, how can I help you do your job? But that trying to make them all the same is the problem, because that's where we go back to that variability. People were variable.
I discovered that personally in the early part of my being in sales management. That was, you know, one of the things that I probably struggled with the most. And my wife will be, you know, nodding as we speak. It was, you know... adapting or change, you know, rather than just being me and either take it or leave it. And, you know, but I do think that there's perhaps an argument for both styles of that management existing. Sometimes there is a time when you just have to stay, well, you know, you've had all the touchy-feely stuff you need. Actually, now you get paid to do a job, so get to work. You know, there is part of that that must still occur. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And in fact, some people are kind of stuck in their mode, and you might as well work with it. trying to make them different from what they are. So if some people are real kind of strict and they're real hard as managers or even as workers, you know, with their colleagues, go with it, work with it. That's who they are. We might as well celebrate what they do well and getting on with the job and being quite, I can know what's going on, you know. Go with it.
And so, you can manage things and mitigate things so that people aren't harmed by people who are a little bit, you know, strict and unbending or inflexible.
What do you mean by harmed?
Well, or feeling undervalued or, you know, just okay. getting to that point where you don't want to be at work type thing because you're not coping the way this guy
or woman, is a bastard.
Yeah, manages. So I guess that's what I'm talking. So harm to the point where you don't want to be there.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So positively psyched, really, that's kind of the business we're in. What are the people's strengths? How do we make use of their strengths? How do we accept that people differ? And how can we make this whole package work?
Well, you know, a lot of businesses, you know, if they haven't realized that that's important, then, you know, somebody at the decision-making and with the management or the executive management needs to wake up because, you know, generations have changed. And how generations act and what they expect and, you know, what drives them personally and what gets them motivated is completely different to just one generation. You know, that whole, what, you know, Y and X difference.
And there are those schools of thought and different and theories we come along, but the beauty about psychology is it kind of drives into the heart of what makes a human being and what works. And even in the workplace, even what we're talking about here, the single most important determinant of individual performance is a person's relationship with his or her immediate manager, i.e. it's about relationships.
It is.
And relationships taught in the family, it's what we do with friends, it's how well we can see each other.
So we thought we'd break for a bit of music here. We've got something lined up.
Really?
It was going to be on the turntable, but...
For sure you want to don't want to change sides on the desk and just take the show over completely?
That was a bit shabby. No, we're just kind of giving you a lead. And this one was kind of closely... We had a tussle whether it was going to be this one or the Sex Pistols' My Way.
Well,
but we chose this.
I love the Sex Pistols.
I know.
But nowhere near as much as the Beatles. So this is a fantastic tune.
It is.
Right, let's give it a whirl. This is We Can Work It Out.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out. I'll say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you. See it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. Chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Beautiful. We can work it out. From Daytripper. Lovely.
It does actually describe what needs to happen in teams and that kind of a perspective that's useful and positive. But it doesn't always happen, and it's always a difficulty when you're dealing with people who are unable to see things from your perspective. And particularly that if that happens to be your manager, that's a real difficulty.
Isn't that irritating?
So empathy is really important, and developmentally it's called theory of mind. So as you grow, you develop that ability to see things from other people's perspective, well, particularly how they're feeling.
Neurotypical people do.
Yes, that's right. People who are on the autistic spectrum.
It can vary, but
very difficult, and it's something that you have to teach anyway. Something that you have to help people with. Something that you have to role model, and people have to have the opportunity.
Because environment teaches empathy too. Like how you grow up in your family. If your family, if you experience empathy and are shown it when you're really young, then you learn it naturally. Yeah, straight at the beginning.
And we're talking about historically, people, things have changed. You're talking about rather than being told just to harden up.
Oh, that's my get favorite. On with it. Just my favorite saying. Oh. Don't take that away.
Well, just not every day.
But that point about empathy is taught in the family home is part of what we're connecting with. Empathy and understanding each other and working things out can also be taught quite specifically in the workplace as well.
Yep.
Yep. There's a lovely quote here by this guy, Eldon Nolan. I hope it's a man, Eldon. The day the child realizes that all adults are imperfect, he becomes an adolescent. The day he forgives them, he becomes an adult. The day he forgives himself, he becomes wise.
Very nice.
And that's that kind of developmental kind of phase as you go through, that you really hope that you've got a wise manager that you're working for. So the problem, though, I guess, is that some adults don't have the opportunity to practice being empathetic and don't have the role models in their upbringing. So you can be in the situation where you're working with colleagues or hopefully not, with a manager who is quite lacking in empathy and just wants the job done and is not really interested in where you're coming from. That's a real difficulty in terms of having a team work, and it's also really difficult to attain conflict resolution when people are unable to see things from the other person's perspective.
Absolutely.
And you're talking about the non-neurotypical, and sometimes those, people may well be aware of the workplace bully, the narcissistic. They are unable to see things through other people's points of view.
They appear too often too, don't they, in workplaces, which is...
And prepared to use and waste other people at will for their own agenda. They are more difficult, and we've mentioned this before in the shows about some of the more complicated situations, but on reflection, normally our work would be done with goodwill and with good intent and agreement of all concerned, but actual fact, life is messy, and I guess we are prepared to work with some of those more complicated situations as well.
And we talked about formal and informal power and hidden agendas and all sorts of dicey, dodgy stuff going on within teams that, it's really hard to work out when you walk through the door. Now, dear Eleanor Roosevelt has a lovely quote as well, and she says, "A mature person is one who does not think only in absolutes, who is able to be objective even when deeply stirred emotionally, who has learned there is both good and bad in all people and in all things."
Yeah.
So just lovely stuff. So, it is about developmentally attaining a point where you can not be so egocentric.
Yeah, it's just you just get past the final childhood of me at IEA. Some people it takes almost a lifetime. Some people do that earlier, I guess.
So, and having people recognise your strengths and being able to recognise others, so that you're the creative person, and I'm the details person, and Patrick really gets things organised. And together we work really well, that kind of thing.
For the agreed purpose, whether that's work or family or friends or a couple.
People given the jobs that are their strengths and that they enjoy, get enjoyment from doing it because that's their strength.
Yeah, and that's rewarded for that.
That's, cool. Business as well, that's extremely important. Hey, so thanks very much.
That's all right. Whew.
That's a subject we could hit again.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. Hey, yeah. Just dig a bit deeper, perhaps, you know. Anyway, hey, thanks, Patrick and Kay, for Positively Psyched. What are you doing this weekend?
Working. Isn't that tragic? Isn't that tragic?
Hey, really? Yeah. Happens to be a work weekend this one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
A few things due in, yep.
I'm working too. Yeah. All right, here's the UK band Churches with their latest track, Recover. Thanks, guys.
Cheers.